thought I was going to have to suit up on Sunday. Thank God for the Bears I didn't. Could have been worse. We were improved in the game. I thought the coaches did a great job of making sure protection was better. We ran the ball efficiently, but maybe not for great yards per carry, but efficiently, which means 4 yards per carry. We're pretty efficient. We were better on first down. I think we were overall close to 60% efficient on first down. That was a big difference in not only calling the game, but being able to be in those manageable third downs and making a lot of third downs, near 50-something percent, I think. So we were pleased that we improved. But real good Seattle team coming in this week. A little banged up front, but that's the NFL. You know, every team has issues. And brought in a veteran guy, and Andre Gerard, and also moved a few guys around, and we'll see how we do. Well, we're gonna put a bunch of guys in there. We also have young James Brown, hot tub out there, and see how he does. And brought Andre in. Yeah, that's, you know, his nickname, James Brown. Get it? Hot tub, you know. So we'll see. You know, I was glad Coach went in pads today. Really gives us a chance to evaluate. Although it's, you know, you're talking November, almost December, does give us a chance to evaluate who would be the better guy there. You know, Gabe hasn't had a lot of time at guard. He had 2 days in the Senior Bowl, and however many plays he played the other day, he is a smart guy, so that'll help. But we'll see. We'll try to make sure we got the best 5 guys. And at the same time, we have to have 7 guys ready to play, because if one of the guys can't handle it or it's too much for them, then we got to move another guy, and we got to have at it. We can't wait until Monday and say, oh, you know, we should have made a change. If we got to make one, we'll make one. Well, he came to me and acted with great maturity. Of course, not happy that he got sat down for a little bit. I told him, hey, you got to keep yourself in the game ready. You know, originally he was disappointed and upset, but he bounced back, and he understands it's a business. And when performance is not up to expectation, or performance is not up to a winning level, then changes have to be made, and that's the way it goes. And so, but I was glad that he kept in a good mind frame and went in there and did a nice job. It looked good pulling around there, you know. So, oh, there's probably hundreds of them, I'm guessing. I can't give you a list, but yeah, some guys come out as tackles, and the one that stands out the most notably to me is a kid from Iowa. Recently, the kid from Iowa with the long black hair and Gallery. All the tattoos, huh?
Gallery,
yeah, him. He was a first-round pick, right, as a tackle, and, you know, ended up playing guard very quickly.
How much do you think he's left in the tank with him?
Well, you know, we'll find that out. Hopefully I didn't do too much with him today, and he's got nothing left on Thursday. But we had to give him a test today and see where he was at, and I thought the things that he did pretty well. Again, we have to see how he bounces back. He hasn't played any football in a while. And we did put him through a good workout today, and including one-on-ones and everything. And then, but mentally, real good. You know, just trying to make sure that we can translate our language to his language. We call one thing, he calls another. So when we're communicating, we're trying to make sure, hey, that's like that. And but I think mentally, no problem. Physically, we'll see. You know, I called him Mike Tice Jr. the whole time, and I don't remember making one like that. So no, I didn't think he could. No, I'm only kidding. He did a great job. We're so happy for him. You know, I really think he's quietly had a very solid season. He's had a couple of plays I know he wants back, but, you know, I've said it before, I thought he was playing some good football, and played some good football the other day, had some great blocks, too.